Congress returns this week for one last work session before the elections in November. Among the unfinished business is a promised prescription drug benefit for Medicare. Most people pronounce the issue dead for the year when the Senate failed to pass a bill in July, but NPR's Julie Rovner reports the debate is anything but over.
The effort to pass a Medicare prescription drug benefit might be at an end, but for the fact that there are other Medicare issues Congress does have to address before the elections. One of those issues is physician fees. In January, a glitch in Medicare's payment formula resulted in a 5.4% cut for doctors. That's pushed many physicians to their limit. Donald Palmisano is president-elect of the American Medical Association.
What we're seeing are physicians saying that they cannot continue to add new Medicare patients to their practice. In some specialties, we're seeing 30% saying they're not going to take new Medicare patients. They just can't afford to do it.
A recent survey by the nonprofit Medicare Rights Center backs up the AMA's claims. That survey found seniors in 8 states are having a hard time finding a doctor who will accept new Medicare patients. Members of Congress have vowed to address the problem. And doctors aren't the only Medicare providers with their hands out. The nursing home industry wants Congress to continue temporary payment increases enacted 2 years ago. It's been going directly to the public with television ads like this one.
Since 1998, over 1,000 nursing homes have closed nationally. And a recent university study confirms that Medicare cuts lead to reduced staffing, jeopardizing quality care in nursing homes.
The House has already passed a bill that would boost Medicare provider payments, but the Senate hasn't. Senators promised to take up the provider proposals this fall. Generally, such bills aren't terribly controversial, but this year could be different. That's because many senior groups aren't about to let providers get more money before beneficiaries get their drug benefit. John Rother is policy director of the senior group AARP.
AARP's position is that any Medicare legislation must address prescription drugs first, and we're not going to stand aside and let other issues get addressed and let the money go to other issues without insisting that prescription drugs be addressed. We've certainly waited long enough, and the need is now overwhelming.
Rother says that the Senate ignores a Medicare prescription drug benefit at its political peril.
If the Senate were to address the concerns of doctors, hospitals, nursing homes, everyone else but consumers this fall in increasing their Medicare payments, and then saying, well, we can't do a drug benefit, but we did all this other stuff, I think that many, many seniors, when it came time to vote on Election Day, would be feeling that their interests had been neglected and would be in a very sour mood with regard to incumbents.
In fact, some senators are still trying to negotiate a Medicare drug bill. One group of Democratic and Republican moderates met for the first time the day after the Senate drug debate ended in July. They say they'll meet again this week. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.